From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The sanctions the U.S. announced against Iran today stand out for a couple of reasons. First, they're tough. And second, they attempt to single out and punish Iran's military, and that's not commonly done. The sanctions target Iran's Revolutionary Guards and Defense Ministry and three of the country's largest banks. They are designed to make it much more difficult for Iran to develop and finance its missile and nuclear programs. In a few minutes, we'll hear how Iran has become an important issue in our country's presidential race. First, here's NPR's Mike Schuster with more on today's sanctions.
Specifically, the U.S. has designated nine enterprises that it says are controlled by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps and Defense Ministry, plus five of the Corps' top commanders and three civilian leaders of Iran's aerospace industry organization. The focus is missile development and proliferation, as well as involvement in Iran's growing nuclear industry. Bank Mali, Bank Malat, and Bank Sadarat, all well-known banks in Iran, are also sanctioned. The U.S. says these banks have facilitated the movement of millions of dollars for these enterprises. In addition, the Quds Force, an elite group within the Revolutionary Guards, has been hit with sanctions for supporting Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hamas in the Palestinian territories, and allegedly the Taliban in Afghanistan. The sanctions were announced this morning by Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
No U.S. citizen or private organization will be allowed to engage in financial transactions with these persons and entities. Any assets that these designees have under U.S. jurisdiction will be immediately frozen. These actions will help to protect the international financial system from the illicit activities of the Iranian government. And they will provide a powerful deterrent to every international bank and company that thinks of doing business with the Iranian government.
For quite some time, the Bush administration has been looking to punish Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. It has tried, so far unsuccessfully, to impose comprehensive sanctions on it through the UN Security Council. These sanctions are more narrowly targeted, but Treasury Secretary Paulson warned those few in the U.S. who still might be doing business with Iran that they should be very careful which enterprises they choose to do business with.
The IRGC is so deeply entrenched in Iran's economy and commercial enterprises, it is increasingly likely that if you are doing business with Iran, you are doing business with the IRGC.
Imposing these sanctions on Iran now appears to be motivated in part by an internal debate within the Bush administration about the value of diplomacy in dealing with Iran. Secretary of State Rice represents one pole of that debate. She advocates negotiating with Iran through the European Union and with the support of the UN Security Council. Vice President Cheney represents the other pole, which favors the use of military force against Iranian nuclear facilities. Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns said today these sanctions should not be seen as a step closer to military action.
This decision today supports the diplomacy, and in no way, shape, or form does it anticipate the use of force. Now, the president has never taken that option off the table, and quite rightly so. But we are clearly on a diplomatic track, and this initiative reinforces that track.
These are unilateral sanctions imposed by the U.S. alone. It is not clear how much international backing they will get. Britain has expressed support, but Russian President Vladimir Putin said today they will make matters worse. Russia and China are the principal suppliers of advanced military technology to Iran. Given its power and influence in the global financial system, the U.S. can punish foreign banks almost anywhere that continue to do business with the Iranian enterprises and banks targeted today. Mike Schuster, NPR News.